We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Kathleen Dellett joins us. She's an organic specialist with ISU Extension. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, teacher.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Neely Kenyon Field Day, which is coming up here on September 21st. That's a Wednesday afternoon down in the Greenfield area. And you're going to spend a lot of time talking about sustainable and organic crop and livestock production this year.
That's correct.
Can you talk a little bit about what the day will set up like?
Sure. We have on the docket four speakers, three from Iowa State and one from the local community. The emphasis is on growing organic and sustainable crops and livestock. So I will be showing our long-term comparison of organic and conventional crops, now in its 14th year at the Neely Kenyon Farm, showing basically we've been getting equivalent yields in the organic system compared to the conventional system. And hope to repeat that this year, too, although it's been a pretty rough year, probably as bad as last year as far as I can tell. But last year we averaged about 150 bushels an acre of organic corn, so I'm hoping we'll at least get that. Our high was 204 bushels in 2004, so I'm still trying to go for that one, too. Then we'll also be showing our new organic vegetable research, where we're comparing different cover crops and different mulches to try to get the best performance for the vegetable crops. And that'll be followed by Joe Sellers, ISU Extension Beef Specialist, who will be talking about grazing management, selecting the right forage, and stockpiling grazing to reduce feed costs, which should be really important this year. Then we'll have the Adair County Pork Producers and Henry Wallace Country Life Center cooking a free meal. And following the meal, we'll have two other speakers, A.J. Nair, a new ISU horticulturalist. We'll talk about ways to improve your soil biology. And then we'll round out the evening with Diane Weiland from Henry Wallace Country Life Center, talking about growing and marketing local vegetables. Local crops.
Kathleen, can I ask up front, before this growing season ever starts, how do you decide what exactly it is you're going to go after each year?
Right, that's a really important question for organic producers, and it's really critical that they meet or talk with their potential buyers. And there's a list of them out there. I have some on my webpage, too, because you can shop around and get the best deal, and also once you decide who you're going to go with, they give you some recommendations or they'll advise you on varieties that they would like you to grow for their markets. So it's a lot different than just taking it to the elevator.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of folks depend heavily on these research farms to, I guess, kind of make the mistakes so they don't have to.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're there for. That's what I tell my students when they see a crazy experiment. Say we're doing it so the farmers won't make the same mistake.
Well, you guys can do it without the loss of profit, I guess. So
exactly. That's what we're there for.
That's why they're there, yeah. And hopefully we don't make too many mistakes. Hopefully everything comes out real well for us, too. But is there a connection between all the different different sections that are going to be held? We've got the pasture management section there and the study plots that will be going on, too, with the organic vegetables and those types of things. But, you know, it's kind of been a wacky year this year weather-wise. We've seen some rain to the western part, but there have been places to the eastern part of the state and central parts of the state that have been awfully dry this year.
I know. It's been, I'd say, one of the craziest years, and we also had a little bit of hail and windstorms and grasshoppers, and it's been a very challenging year. So it just shows the resiliency of the system that we can get any yield at all. I didn't think we were going to get anything there for a while in May when the rain wouldn't shut off. So it's been challenging this year, but I'm really grateful we have what we have, and hopefully it'll hold out through to October for harvest.
Well, and is there, I guess I started to ask you a different question there, too, before I get into the weather, but is there a connection between all the different things that you've got put together between the soil biology and the organic and the pasture management sessions? Is that all kind of tied together?
Right, yeah. The theme is the integration of crops and livestock, because pretty much if you're going to do sustainable and organic, you need to have either your own livestock or nearby source of livestock to provide manure or compost manure for your system. And So we'll be emphasizing that in the soil biology talks, and also how to maintain the best herd and how to do it with forages.
Okay. Are you seeing more acceptance now from producers in experimenting and going towards some organic operations?
Well, I always say money changes everything. Organic corn right now is going for about $13.75 to $14 a bushel. So, yeah, there's a lot more interest in growing organic crops. Organic soybeans are about $19 a bushel. So I think economics drives it, but then once people get into it, they can see the environmental benefits of using less synthetic inputs and hopefully drive that profit down the line.
What about on the consumer end? We're starting to see more of a market, I think, for that. Are people actively seeking out those types of products?
Yeah, that's what we hear. There's been a lot of momentum around the quote-unquote local food movement. There's a new Iowa Food and Farm Plan that came down from the Iowa legislature this year. And so the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture had working groups around the state to promote production and consumption and marketing of local foods, and we'll be talking a bit about that with Diane Weiland and her system down the road in Creston there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should stress to folks, too, that when they see some of the results that they're going to hear about down at the Neely Kenyon Field Day, it's not just a one-year study. This is done over a period of years.
Correct. The LTAR plots I'll be highlighting, this is now the 14th year. So, we've been really fortunate in getting pretty much equivalent yields in the organic system. And a couple years, the organic did surpass the conventional system. So that was good to see, too.
Great. Well, I see there's some other things going on up at the buildings, too, that they'll have corn and soybean skill-a-thons. There'll be a weed identification quiz, a number of displays and things, too. So plenty to keep folks busy during the evening.
Right, yeah, and I forgot to mention, too, we'll have some ISU nutritionists on hand to talk about food safety tips and food preservation, too.
Okay, very good. Are these usually pretty well attended?
Well, in its heyday, when we had a lot of support there at the farm, that is, we had a full-time manager, we had up to, I think our high was like 230 people. Certainly, I'm not expecting that many this time, but, you know, sure would like to get to 100.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, get a good crowd there going. Very good. Kathleen, do they need to sign up or do anything to register ahead of time?
No, we're just asking them to show up. The first wagon will leave at 4 o'clock, so if you want the best seat, be there at 4.
Okay, and there's no charge when they show up?
No charge.
No charge, not even for the meal?
No, it's supported by ISU Extension and Outreach, and also by the USDA SARA Sustainable Ag Research and Education Program.
Okay, so no good reasons not to be there.
That's right.
Great. Wednesday, September 21st, again, 4 to 7 p.m., and that's at the Neely Kenyon Research Farm, their field day coming up. Now, that's just a little south of Greenfield. Actually, if you go south of Greenfield on Highway 25 and look for the signs, you'll be fine.
We'll have it marked.
You bet. It always is well marked. Very good. Well, Kathleen Dellett, I appreciate your time very much. We appreciate all the expertise and the effort that everybody puts into these types of things. It's a year's worth of work to come down to a time like this to be able to share with folks. So we hope you have a great crowd.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for getting the word out.